I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The nation honors the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today. The federal holiday will be marked in Alabama with volunteer service projects and parades. The Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church in Montgomery will host a birthday celebration at 10 a.m. today. Dr. King led that church from 1954 to 1960. Current pastor Cromwell Handy believes work needs to be done to keep King's memory alive for young people. He says one sign of the generation gap is when youngsters take tours of Dr. King's old office at the church.
On the original desk there during that tour is a telephone, and it's a rotary telephone. And oftentimes our young people walk in, our small young people walk in and ask, "What's that?" They've never seen a phone like that before.
Handy says he's not intimidated by being the leader of a church once led by Martin Luther King Jr. He says it's his job to preach the same Christian message of love and brotherhood that King did. And in addition to MLK Day, today also marks Robert E. Lee Day on Alabama's state calendar. Confederate holidays honoring the general and Confederate President Jefferson Davis's birthday have come under fire recently. However, some believe they should stick around. Gary Carlisle is the commander for the Alabama Division of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. He says it's important to honor the memory of these historical figures as well.
You know, Lee was probably the greatest general that's ever been in America, and there's a lot of reasons to say that. But let me tell you one of the things that's most important. He was also one of the greatest educators and one of the greatest engineers in America.
The Sons of Confederate Veterans will hold their celebration of Robert E. Lee Day next Saturday at the Archives Building in Montgomery. And Regions Bank officials say the company is planning to eliminate 260 positions in the first quarter of this year. Officials released a statement Friday saying the layoffs are part of an effort to improve efficiency and restructure the company's expense base. Regions officials say they're offering career counseling assistance and severance pay to affected employees. Additional details on which positions are being eliminated and in which markets the cuts will be made wasn't immediately available. Regions officials say the bank employs about 24,000 people, and these cuts represent just over 1% of its workforce. And well over 100 Alabamians broke a world record in Montgomery recently in the spirit of weight loss. The Montgomery Advertiser reports 157 people stepped onto a truck scale earlier this month and collectively weighed in at 30,400 pounds. That weigh-in kicked off the 10th year of the state's largest weight loss and exercise program, Scale Back Alabama. Now your forecast.
A partly to mostly sunny sky across the state today. However, temperatures are going to be cold. Highs will be in the upper 30s to the mid-40s across the state with a northerly wind as well. It is going to be very chilly for the day today and into the overnight hours tonight as well. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.